On a Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. In your health today, strokes in young adults. But first, preventing one of the leading causes of stroke, high blood pressure. Over the past decade, we've heard a lot of claims about the value of vitamin D, both pro and con. Well, now a new study suggests vitamin D supplements may help lower blood pressure among African Americans. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
First off, this was a small study, just 250 African-American adults. Dr. John Foreman at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston headed the research.
African-Americans have a much higher likelihood of being vitamin D deficient compared with other races, and also have a higher likelihood of having high blood pressure compared with other races.
And high blood pressure doubles the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. Earlier studies in both animals and humans showed fewer heart attacks and strokes when vitamin D supplements were taken. Cardiologist Vince Buffalino is a spokesperson for the American Heart Association.
We have been looking for reasons why vitamin D replacement seems to have a positive benefit in the cardiovascular arena. And here we now have some clear evidence that it actually lowers blood pressure.
In this study, participants were divided into four groups. One took 1,000 units of vitamin D a day, another 2,000 units, and another 4,000. The fourth group took a placebo. After 3 months, researcher Foreman measured blood pressure to see if there were any changes.
We found that vitamin D supplementation modestly but significantly lowered blood pressure. And the people who were taking the placebo pill had a slight increase in their blood pressure.
The highest dose of vitamin D lowered systolic blood pressure by 4 points. Foreman doesn't know exactly how vitamin D did this, but he says it may relax blood vessels so they don't constrict so much. It could also boost the kidney's ability to rid the body of salt, a known risk factor for high blood pressure. Now, a 4-point drop in blood pressure isn't huge, but Foreman says it's still beneficial.
If vitamin D does lower blood pressure in African Americans, it could have a significant public health impact.
There are other reasons why African Americans suffer increased rates of hypertension, but if vitamin D helps even a little bit, it's worth looking at, and it's likely to offer some benefit to other racial groups as well. Both Buffalino and Foreman say lots more research needs to be done, larger studies with different racial groups. In the meantime, cardiologist Buffalino says lots of people have unexpectedly low levels of vitamin D. It's measured by a simple blood test. So he says it's a good idea to have your vitamin D levels checked. If they're low, Buffalino says, there's no harm in taking moderate doses of D supplements.
You know, it has a positive influence. It's a benign treatment in that it's not some big toxic drug. And in fact, you know, if it's beneficial together with lifestyle, again, lifestyle is still an effective way to lower blood pressure. Lowering your salt intake, lowering your caffeine intake, losing weight, exercise, all of those are positive ways to impact your blood pressure, and now vitamin D may be an additional helper to reduce your blood pressure.
Does that mean you should race to the pharmacy to buy vitamin D supplements? Well, not exactly, says Buffalino. Check your levels with your doctor first, see if you need more vitamin D, and wait for the big studies to see if these preliminary findings pan out. Patty Neiman, NPR News.